Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Ricky Cloverkamp reporting from the KDDR Newsroom. The two candidates for North Dakota Attorney General clashed in a debate Tuesday night. The debate, broadcasted live on Prairie Public, was intense at times. One subject was a report from a new book saying incumbent Attorney General Drew Wrigley and North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer advised the White House on how to overturn the 2020 election results. When asked about it, Wrigley said it was misinterpreted and quoted from the email exchange.
This is what I said to Kevin, in which he passed on to the White House. Demand statewide recounts of absentee mail-in ballots in line with pre-existing state law with regard to signature comparisons. Legislative leaders would then pledge to abide by those results no matter what. That is absolute straight line rule of law.
However, the Democratic candidate Timothy Lamb said Wrigley overstepped his bounds, and that triggered this exchange.
He was an election denier. And I guess
that's slanderous.
That's probably,
that's slanderous, Tim. You know that's not true.
At one time, you denied the results of the election.
Tim, that's slanderous. That is absolute slander. I never denied the election, not once.
If you challenged it,
Tim,
if you undermined the results,
you weren't with me on January 6th when those things were happening. You don't know anything about what you just said. You just slandered me. I'd like an apology.
I tell you.
I think you owe an apology
to
the voters.
You should apologize to the public for doing what you did.
The two candidates also clashed over deleted emails and cost overruns at a building leased by the Attorney General's office under then-Attorney General Wayne Stenyum from a Bismarck lawyer. For more news anytime, make sure you head on over to newsdakota.com.